Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing can score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Morning, it's 98.9 to Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. Hello, it's Friday, and I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters right there. I saw a great full moon coming in this morning. It was clear skies, and now, of course, clear means cold, so it's 37 degrees. And say, hello, Sandy Waters, what's up?
Hello! Yeah. Okay, I have to tell you now, if you're an early riser and you're up listening this early, you get the inside info.
About?
Spa the Del Monte gift cards next week on Spaziano and Sandy.
Oh, it's an annual tradition.
It is a $100 gift card to the Spa the Del Monte for Mother's Day next week, just in case you forgot. Or you decided, maybe do I want to spend that much on mom?
We've got it.
We'll spend that much on mom for you.
Make sure you check it out next week. And
we got to figure out what day. Hey, why don't you tell us, since you're listening this early, you tell us what day you want us to give it away.
Now. They want it now.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. Yeah. Probably, I'm thinking Wednesday. I don't know what day. Someday next week, we'll play Last Caller Standing for that Spa the Del Monte gift card.
Yeah, and we'll do it just in time. You know, we'll get it to you in time for Mother's Day. How's that sound? Man, okay. So mostly cloudy. Showers will develop today. Meh. God. Got to shake this cool, dark, gloomy thing away. Mostly this afternoon, showers come in about 51 degrees, and then partly cloudy and cool on Saturday and 50. And I hear on Sunday morning, like, it's going to be, like, frosty. It's not snow, but...
I'm not talking. No. I'm not answering. No, I'm not saying a thing. What the hell? It better set. Last year, I was buying Mother's Day, or I was buying flowers for the pots, the pants. You know how they say you got to wait till Mother's Day. Yeah. I bought it before Mother's Day last year.
Yeah,
and they were fine. So that would make it next week. I should be buying my flowers.
You know what I saw? For some reason, I'm getting gardening stuff on my algorithms on the socials. A lot of people will you know, try to get ahead of stuff and planting and stuff, but the air might be 60 or 70, but then the ground the roots are in, 3 or 4 or 5 inches down, hasn't reached, you know, even 45 or 50 degrees yet. And basically it stalls your plants out.
And then these are pots. So this isn't in the ground? This is where I get a pot?
Whatever the soil temperature is what you're looking for.
Well, I'm buying the soil from the store. What's their soil temperature?
But you put the soil.
Should I ask them?
No. If you put your finger in.
The pot's a bit cozy in the shed.
If the air around the pot gets colder than 50 degrees and it cools the
This earth, is what I'm saying. Yeah, last year, Mother Nature, I was planting flowers the week before Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
So you better snap into shape because it's freaking May.
I've got lilacs on my one and only lilac bush. in my front yard already.
Do you?
Yeah, popping out. And you know, Lilac Festival is next weekend. On Friday it starts. Oh, Saturday is the parade, a week from today.
See? Another reason why. Okay, snap out of it, people.
Come on. Come on, Mother Nature, wake up.
Cherry blossoms are the worst. They're the best and the worst.
Why
they pop out and they look so pretty. But here, they pop out when it's freaking cold and you can't go out really and enjoy them. And then by the time the weather starts to warm up, they're gone.
They're gone again. Yeah, I know, right? Spisano and Sandy. Hey, you. It's 98.9 Buzz. Good morning to you. It's Spisano and Sandy. Happy Friday on this first day of May. And Sandy reminded me this morning we forgot to play It's Gonna Be May.
No, I thought you were supposed to play it today.
But it's already May.
Well.
Right? Yesterday was It's Gonna Be May.
But I didn't see it pop up in my algorithm. And it usually explodes on your algorithm or throws up all over your face every time you put the phone up to
it's like, yesterday, honestly.
It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me. Yesterday, I searched for it like three times, like at the last second, you know, because I think of it, and then I couldn't find it. And I was like, I was going to play it like a bunch of times.
Are you sure? Is that supposed to be today?
Yep.
Let me look at my algorithm. Well, have you been on social media yet?
Our friends at 13 Wham, Stephanie Joseph, she did it yesterday. I saw a little
thing
about it.
Oh, so that's the end all be all.
Yeah, that's it. So what is going on?
I don't know. Somebody tell me. Okay,
tell me what is going on with your parents and being stranded in Italy.
Oh my God, this is hysterical. Now, if you're going to make flying uncomfortable for somebody, do not make it uncomfortable for my father, because he's already a bear when it comes to flying. He hates flying, and he will let you know he hates flying.
I can just see him being like grumpy dad.
The definition of grumpy. If anybody needs to know how to be grumpy, ask my father. So I was supposed to pick him up, or my husband was supposed to pick him up last night. I was supposed to get the house ready. We're supposed to make, you know, soup. We always make soup for mom and dad when they go to Italy and they come back.
Oh, make soup.
Why is that the signature thing to make people when they get home from a vacation? Or is that just my family?
I think it's just your family.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Anyhow, but they're like, okay, our flight was delayed, canceled. And then apparently, and this is an American airline flight back to America, he said the airport, and he put on his Google Meta glasses. So he's like, look at the airport. And it was, you could not even see the start of the line. Hundreds of people. He goes, all of us. And he said they're all American people. So I wonder if Europe's just pissed at America. I don't know. But he goes, all of us. We went, they sent us upstairs, then downstairs, then back. Now, the Rome airport is pretty big.
Yeah.
Upstairs, then downstairs. Now we have to go to baggage claim as if we, like, arrived at the airport. So we have to get our bags, go through customs. Then we went back around. He goes, everybody is so angry.
Wait a second. So, okay, so they get there. They check their baggage. The flight gets canceled. They got to go get their bags from baggage claim and go back through customs again.
Actually, like they went through customs, yeah.
Yeah, and then,
I'm like, well, just have fun with it. Like, you can't do anything. You really are at the mercy of the airline. You can't do anything. Otherwise, they'll just, you know, kick you out of it entirely. I could just make friends with people. And he goes, nope, nobody's talking.
Nobody's happy.
My mom's like, one lady, she tried to get out of line and start dancing. Nobody joined her. I'm like, Mom, you should have joined in. No.
Okay, so why was it delayed or canceled?
I don't know. Well, see, they say, okay, two things first. If your flight, if you've ever been in this situation where your flight keeps getting delayed, how are you as a traveler? Are you that lady who gets out of line and dances and tries to make fun of it? Or are you my father who's grouchy where you got to tiptoe on eggshell?
I just go right to the bar.
Or are you Scott Spisano?
Yeah.
Go right to the bar.
Let's go get some food and get some drinks and we'll just
hang out. They took, because all the airports or all the hotels in Rome were booked. Now, we're talking hundreds of passengers have no way to get anywhere.
Hold on a second. You missed something very important. They missed their flight for the entire day and they had to stay an extra day?
Yes. They were saying there's no other flight out. You're not getting out today. You might get back next week. I mean, they're giving them.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I go, there's no way. Are you serious? Well, there's hundreds of people. They had to find a hotel for hundreds of people. So they shuttled them to, I don't even know where the hell they are right now.
Right.
The airport airline would ever shuttle them somewhere.
Uh-huh.
So they spent the night, and I think they're coming home Saturday. What day is it today? Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. They're not coming home till tomorrow.
Oh, my God. So they got, what are they going to do for a whole day?
I don't know. But
oh my
those
God.
Italians, I'm Italian 100%, so I can say this. They're mean. You go to Italy, they're not like, oh, hi. Like customer service in America is stellar.
Yeah,
because we're
to,
like,
yeah.
How are you? Oh my gosh. Okay, I will help you. Of course, let's go. Let me walk you to your. No, they're like, you there.
They're grumpy dad.
They are so much. My dad can work for the airport.
Can you teach a class?
But I don't know. Someone told me because, and I don't know if this is true or not, they're running out of jet fuel in Europe.
Oh, man. I can
see
that.
Some airlines, because of that. What's that port that they blocked that I didn't even know existed until now? When
the Strait of Hormuz.
Yes.
Because
didn't even know
war.
That existed
yeah.
until the war.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I guess that's how they get in Europe. That's how they get their gas through that port.
Yeah,
or
it's you know, it's ripple affecting. I mean, it's affecting our gas prices, which went up another like 17 cents or something like that.
It's affecting our gas prices. But there is
there,
it really impacting where they run out?
I don't know, man. That's crazy.
So some airlines are being selective with which flights they're canceling and which flights they're, because it's expensive too.
Yeah, sure.
So of course all the American air flights they're going to cancel. No, I don't know. Now I'm just making stuff up.
So now you've
know.
Got parents that are supposed to come home Thursday, and now today that's canceled, and then tomorrow hopefully they'll get out of
hopefully.
Rome.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Mayday on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy. It's time to play Backing Up the Karen.
Yeah. Yeah, Backing Up the Karen. If you haven't heard this, a lot of fun. Out of the 198 comments that came in after this rant, male Karen rant.
Oh, male Karen.
You have to decide if the majority of the comments backed up the Karen.
Okay.
Okay?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to have some fun with this.
Out of the 198 comments, Scott Spisano, did most people back up today's male Karen?
Okay.
Here's the post. So, I dot, dot, dot.
Uh-huh.
Actually, four dots.
Ooh.
I just opened my broccoli from Aldi on Mount Reed.
Mm-hmm.
Purchased a couple days ago. Felt what I thought was a soft, premature baby tomato randomly in there and, well, turns out that baby tomato is actually a caterpillar.
Oh.
Don't really have time to go back for $2 worth of broccoli, but just a heads up, check your food.
Yes.
Out of the 198 comments, did the majority back up the male Karen? So did most people agree with him thinking that is disgusting and upset with the store who sold it?
Did they back up this dude who, okay, this doesn't happen often. I'm going to say that they did back him up. My final answer. Final answer. Now, if I get this right, can we change the name of this?
No.
To what are you, psychic?
What are you? Okay, so you think the majority of people were just as equally disgusted by that discovery?
Yeah. They're probably freaked out a little bit.
Out of the 198 comments, the majority of people did not back up.
What?
The male Karen.
They did? No?
No.
Oh!
Actually, an overwhelming number of people gave the vibe of, I would take a worm over pesticides any day.
Oh my God, how about that?
One comment from Fairport said, you should run in there and tell them you want them to start spraying all their produce with pesticides so this will never happen again.
Oh, a little tongue-in-cheek action on that one,
yeah.
Huh? You know what? The way I look at things, this is just the way my brain works, thinking, oh, cool. So you take the caterpillar out, and then you put it in a mason jar with some grass, and then your little stick, and then
it's two for one. You think of it as a two-for-one-er?
No, and then and then you
bought broccoli, and you got a caterpillar.
You play with it, and your kid, and you watch it turn into a butterfly.
Yeah. Butterfly, right? Yeah. A 2-for-1.
Yeah, you get a butterfly.
Buy one, get one. You know, it's so wild that I saw this and this popped up on my feed because just the other day, as I was washing some salad, lettuce, whatever, I was thinking to myself, yeah, I'm glad I buy it from the store because when my dad has a garden and gives me his lettuce, I don't know what I'm going to discover when I wash it. And I was freaked out one time when I saw a spider. I'm like, Dad, I don't ever want your lettuce again. Like, it freaked me out. So now every time I wash it, I think, oh, yeah, I'm just washing it just extra caution. I never think that I'm going to find a living creature in there.
Do you have a salad spinner?
I do not.
Those are the best.
But you know what makes me sad, though, is like this poor little caterpillar. I don't want to kill it. I think that's what breaks my heart. It grosses me out, but then it also tugs at my heartstrings.
I doubt it was a caterpillar.
But it was a big green. It was a long green.
Oh, you saw a picture of it?
Yeah, he showed a picture on a paper towel.
Oh, nice.
Somebody said, though, I believe soaking vegetables in equal parts of white vinegar and water for 20 to 30 minutes will kill parasites and larvae.
Yeah, as a matter of fact. And
do you do that?
You can. I don't soak. No, I just rinse it off. Yeah. I saw especially strawberries. If you soak strawberries, all kinds of junk comes off of those. Because they have all these little pores, you know, all the little seeds. Yeah, I know.
Ooh. Okay, too early for this conversation.
Hey, by the way, I want to thank whoever gave my wife and I a salad spinner from Williams Sonoma. Is that how you say it?
That's a fancy. It's probably like a $400 one.
It was a wedding gift, and that thing is the best.
It is?
Yeah, well, there's so much.
Williams Sonoma.
And they take up a lot of room because it's a big bowl, and it's got a crank on top and like a colander in it. And
is it real gold?
It's not gold, no.
We know how a salad spinner works.
I just have the best time just spinning it.
He's explaining a salad spinner to all of us like we're dumb.
I love it. It's got weight to it. It's just got this.
It's the little things that make you happy.
The torque on that thing is just amazing. Okay, 6:31. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is another edition of Backing Up the Karen.
Understanding your money with CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Okay, good morning, Jill. Happy Friday.
Good morning,
you?
Rochester.
Hello. Good. Okay, so here we are. It's a Friday morning, and we had a story Sandy brought up earlier this week about there's some kind of proposal that's going to New York State about the minimum wage, right, Sandy?
Well, it's actually federal.
Oh, federal?
So it's I forgot what they call it. Live all, well all, be all, get all money. I don't know what it's called. But anyhow, it's a proposal that will jack up the minimum wage to 25 federal standard. I didn't realize, I didn't realize some states are at 725 still.
Yes. It's a state-by-state thing. It's so wild.
Government.
Just to be clear, it's like in New York, it is $17.
Okay.
Because we live in a high cost state, right? Okay, I have the actual bill now. Living Wage for All Act.
There you go. Yeah, the Living Wage for
All. And so the thing is this: the fact that this resides at the state level is not the worst thing in the world, because obviously every state is different. But it's weird to have it so clearly differentiated from the federal minimum wage, which does sit at $7.25 an hour.
Okay.
It has not increased since 2009. So the deal is that obviously after COVID and the big inflationary spike, people were like, holy smokes, like minimum wage has to go up just to keep pace with inflation, right?
Sure, yeah, right.
But what's really odd about this is every time we've had these conversations about raising the minimum wage, someone will come to me and come on my show and say, this is going to put small businesses out of business.
Right. That's the thing that we were talking about.
Right?
Yeah.
However, it has not. So it's like, I mean, there's no evidence of that. Mm. But I mean, there's some of the, you know, some of these states where it is kind of mind blowing to me that, you know, let's just, many of them are in the South. So mm-hmm. Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Tennessee, they don't have their own minimum wage.
So just federal.
They go to the federal, that's $7.25.
So is New York...
I don't
York,
know, you guys. Is that crazy, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's hard to live anyway, but so they opt to not add, so New York State adds on top of the seven whatever
Correct.
From the, I see.
Correct.
Okay, I see.
Correct. And I just want to do a quick calculation for you, just for fun. Okay.
Okay.
If you just inflated $7.25
mm-hmm.
and you just took whatever the inflation rate was over these years, right? Over the last 15 years.
Okay.
That just inflation adjustment, it means that this wage should be $11.34.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So that's just inflation.
Yeah,
and we have a
right.
lot of things that are inflated in our tax code, right? So, you know, when I come on and I say, hey, you can put more money in your retirement account because it's a new year, or mm-hmm. people get cost of living adjustments to their Social Security.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all built into the tax code, but it is not built in when it comes to minimum wage. So, look, I don't know if 25 is the right number.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but most of the high cost of living states, you have to pay more money. You know, the big issue,
yeah.
remember around COVID, was I can't find workers.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's a funny thing. You know when you can find workers? When you pay more.
So
then they say to me, well, so this is so funny. So one guy called me up on the pod
mm-hmm.
and he's like, hey, you know, you're going to put me out of business. I said, let me ask you something. What are you paying your workers? And he tells me, like, he's paying like $9 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you're paying your workers in the Northeast, okay,
mm-hmm.
$9 an hour. I said, that's not a business. That is like a bad, like, if you cannot afford to pay your workers enough money, then maybe you should lay one off and pay the rest of them more.
Mm.
But, like, that to me is like business 101. You, if you cannot operate your business paying a living wage, it's not a business.
Yeah.
It really isn't.
Right.
And it's kind of crass to think, I know every business wants to pay, you know, keep a lid on their headcount
yeah.
and a lid on their payroll.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But, you know, is this a business then? It seems very strange to me.
It yeah. sounds like greed is what it sounds like.
Right. I mean, it could be. Mm-hmm. And listen, I think the way that they came up with $25 is they went to MIT, Massachusetts. And I'm sure that Rochester could do this for them, too. But
yes.
there's something called a living wage calculator.
Oh.
OK.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they say, how much money does it take for an adult to live and be able to afford a basic cost of living. So what does that include? Food,
mm-hmm.
housing, health care, and
mm-hmm.
transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the components. All right. Now, it is very interesting to me that you know, when you look at these numbers, it's like people don't want to believe it. But this is what we say when we hear from people, and you hear from people all the time, that like the affordability and the cost of living has really gotten away from a lot of Americans. I think it starts here.
Yeah.
Because
well, healthcare alone is just insane.
Right?
Right.
It's out of control. And that's why I heard some people are one side of it is like, well, to keep up with healthcare, you have to raise the minimum wage.
Just that alone, yeah.
But what happens if we're already above the federal and the federal raises it to $25, then what does New York do?
New York is going to probably have to go along with it, but I don't think this is going to pass. First of all, there's no
votes.
Don't
think it's
this is not like every Republican would vote against this
mm-hmm.
right now.
Right, right.
Is this almost like let's go crazy just to bring up the conversation of income more
exactly
than it is
right.
trying to get it passed?
Right.
Okay.
So if you think about like who earns less than $25 an hour, if you just kind of think about like how many of these people there are,
mm-hmm.
it's like more than 65 million people. That's a lot of people who earn less than a living wage. So how are they making a go of it? They're cobbling together their jobs. They're taking money under the table. You know, they're doing a whole bunch of things to fight for this.
Hmm.
So, look, I know Americans want a higher minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think 25 is ever going to happen. But, like, could we start at 15? Like,
sure.
Or at 7?
Yeah.
7.25. Can we just go to 15?
And
or can we just, like, can we index it to inflation? Can we say, It's 15 index for inflation, and every state has to deal with that. Well, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen.
It's funny because like the states that are in the South that have that way low minimum wage, yeah. You know, and they're like, oh, they're all poor down there. Well, yeah, that's why. Like, why can't the state kick it up? Those states kick it up.
There's just, you know, these are also states that don't have unions, and these are states where workers really have pretty rotten benefits. Mm, mm-hmm. I'm not political in many ways. People will say to me like, oh, you know, don't veer into politics, Jill. I get it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that like when people are paid more, they spend more in the economy. Yep. It's really good for the economy to have a vibrant class of people who are earning money and spending it freely. And it's not that tough a concept, truly. I know. But it's really frustrating to hear from, you know, year after year when people are like, oh, this is going to kill small business. Small business formation is up, by the way. Mm-hmm. Scotty, you'll like this because mm-hmm. you're a small business owner. I'm going to mm-hmm. write about this for this weekend.
What?
That businesses are starting in huge numbers because people are finding, especially in service industries, they can use AI to help them actually start businesses and be competitive out of the gate. So,
yes,
you know, no, you can't do that if you own a restaurant or a bagel shop, but you can do that. Maybe there's something in your life where you're thinking about a little side hustle. Think about, maybe AI can help me launch this thing.
Yeah.
Maybe I can do a little experimentation and then I won't worry about the minimum wage because I'll be earning a little money on the side.
Jill Schlesinger, always amazing. Thank you so much for this insight. Sandy, thanks for bringing the idea up.
Yeah, yes. Excellent, Sandy. As always. Take care, guys.
Thank you, Miss Jill. Tell Jackie we said hi.
Yes, and go check her out, JillOnMoney.com. Check out her podcasts, her invaluable information that she puts on her website all the time. JillOnMoney.com.
The Buzz.
The biggest eyesore in Rochester, New York is...
What would you say? Biggest eyesore. Actually, I drove by this, and I thought, wow, that's embarrassing for Rochester. Every time I drive by it.
The Lake it is Lake Avenue and Ridgeway, that giant for finer thing?
No, it's not that.
Oh,
it is Spazzato and Sandy. It is 98.9 The Buzz.
Oh.
The biggest eyesore in Rochester. It's been closed since COVID. It has been vandalized.
Oh.
Some call it the elephant in the room downtown.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Rochester's Riverside Hotel.
Connected to the Great Convention Center.
It is embarrassing.
It's like a skin tag.
It is like you put up your, like, yeah, you put up your hand, cover your eye, and pretend it doesn't exist. If I don't see it, it ain't there.
There's out windows, there's curtains blowing out of it and stuff. It's so bad.
How do they let it get so bad?
As soon as it closed, it got vandalized, and have a nice day.
Well, it's coming back to life, baby.
Yay!
Back to life.
Back to reality. We're going to get rid of that skin tag of the convention center.
Well, will we? I hope. So it's supposed to, work is supposed to be completed in 2027.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to go through all the red tape like they have to this year.
Yeah.
Next year, they're going to work on it and get it completed. I think maybe they'll start it this year. I don't know. But anyhow, 260,000 square feet. Design includes plans for commercial and retail space.
Good.
So that's on the first floor. So think of what you want going in there, along with a restaurant.
Okay.
The second level will feature an event space.
Where it was in originally. You know, okay. We had Monster Ball there. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I've done so many weddings there. So many people got married there.
It's like add another event space to Rochester. Love it. And mm-hmm. a connection to the Rochester Riverside Convention Center.
Right.
You know,
it's
that
there.
Pre-existing yeah. pedestrian bridge.
Mm-hmm.
Then they plan to add 120 hotel rooms to levels 3 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then 171 market rate and mixed income apartments for rent from levels 7 to 14.
Cool. That's cool. I think that'll work. Would you live in there?
You know, does that building exist where there's apartments and hotel rooms intermixed?
In Rochester?
No, anywhere.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There is?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if I would want to live where there's a hotel.
Why not?
Because you hear the stories about hotels, people getting crazy. Then you get those, you know, those kids. These kids nowadays. Coming to town for DECA.
Well,
cause a Ruckus.
I think it's kind of cool because, you know, you walk in and like, I live here. I know you're paying $200 a night, $300 a night, but I don't have to. I just live here. And you go ding. And then you put your little key fob up to the elevator. You can't get to my floor. Ding. And you go up and you're actually an elevator. You live in an elevator. You have an elevator to get to your apartment.
Oh, man, you do sound make it sound so romantic.
Bougie, man.
I thought of it as you're constantly in a tourist trap. You're constantly in the middle of tourists.
No, but imagine how it's going to be all spending $65 million on it. Imagine how bougie it's going to be. It's going to be like new hotel smell. It's going to be, upscale and nice.
The new hotel smell isn't going to last forever. And then you are stuck in a vacation spot. Mm. The people who live in New York City don't ever go to Times Square because they can't stand it. In the beginning, when it's a novelty, they love it.
Yeah,
now they stay away from it.
Yeah.
I think living in a hotel is kind of the same idea.
No, I think it'd be cool.
Anyone live in a hotel ever in your history? 818-2899.
No, I had, when I lived in Boston, there was, a hotel and apartment dwelling, and they were expensive. It wasn't cheap.
Oh, no, I'm sure it'll be expensive. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It'll probably be a really fancy, nice studio apartment.
And what's the building, and I forget the name of it now. It's on the corner of Main and Clinton. It used to be the Lincoln First, the white one with all the white stripes on it. Mm. That's been fixed up. That's livable space, too, and that's gorgeous.
Do we have that many people living in Rochester?
Oh, Sandra.
Do we have that many people coming here? Because they say everyone's moving out of Rochester. It's such a small town.
No, they don't.
Yes. Listen, we have, in our radio industry, there's market size.
Mm-hmm.
Our market size keeps shrinking and shrinking, yet they keep building these apartments. Hey, I love it. Bring the people. I just question it.
I think you're...
Do we need more apartments?
You're one-dimensional on this, I think. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Am I?
Hey.
I technically lived in a hotel for a week, but it wasn't like an apartment. I just rented a hotel for a week when I was looking for an apartment in L.A. because my friends from Rochester, one of them manages actually the La Montrose. There was the La Montrose in Hollywood.
Ooh.
When I was looking to move to L.A., I wasn't going to stay with them. And I just tried to find somewhere to stay, and they gave me their friends and family discount, which was
did it feel like you were like living with a bunch of tourists or no for a week?
Yes and no. I mean, but there's a lot of people that would come to La Montrose from within the LA area itself. There was musicians, there was actors, there was like a lot of people depending on what they were there for.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I was a tourist because I was just moving there myself. So I would be guilty if I said,
Yeah.
Yeah.
So would you live in this? Would you live in the old Rochester Riverside Hotel where Scott probably has some awesome 80s stories? Would you live there?
In 2026, no. You couldn't pay me enough to
Wait. Once it's fixed up.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Well, it's not a good, for me, it's not a good area for where I would like to live.
Downtown has a stigma now.
Yeah, but downtown has a young resurgence of younger people that work in the white collar world. And
yes,
all
you
that
think
stuff.
That, but for some reason, the last handful of years, Rochester, now the city of Rochester, it's heartbreaking because it's gorgeous. All the areas, especially like around the Strong and stuff, it's beautiful. The Strong Museum.
Yep.
But it's like you hear car thefts and you hear this crime. And now, again, it has a stigma, slapped with a stigma. Again.
Well, you're advancing that stigma by talking about it. I see the glass half full and I think it's amazing. And if they didn't do market research on this $65 million build, then the fools.
I think that for the younger people, it will be, but I think I'm too old to live downtown Rochester.
I love it.
Send me back to LA and give me a free ride so I don't have to pay $1 zillion for rent, then I would do that.
All right. This is a deal. Thanks for the call, babe. Have a great weekend.
You too. Okay,
all right. Bye. All right. It's coming up on 17 after 7 o'clock here on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Jerk Justified. We're going to play it next.
I bumped into a neighbor, and what he told me that he does on the golf course, I was appalled.
Oh, we'll get to it. This is in just a few minutes.
98.9 The Buzz.
Cha-ching.
That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
For a lot of people, health insurance isn't a big deal. They work for big companies with big plans that cover big portions of the expense. But for self-employed workers or those in between jobs, it is a big deal. Out-of-control costs, rising medical prices, and reduced government subsidies are causing millions of Americans to go without health insurance because they simply can't afford it anymore. That's where we come in. WeShare. WeShare is the alternative to traditional health insurance that can save you up to 60%. And 60% can add up to thousands of dollars of savings in yearly medical expenses, both for individuals and families. Chances are you can even keep your same doctor and pharmacy. Enrolling in WeShare is easy. With fast quotes, personalized assistance, transparent pricing, and responsive support when you need it. If big savings sounds better than big health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare and join more and more people who are making the switch. WeShare Health. We got you.
Not every choice is clear, so we're putting it to the test on Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
On the Friday edition of Jerk or Justified here on 98.9 The Buzz, and here we go.
What was it? It was just a, what was it, over the weekend? It was 71 degrees. Was that Saturday? I don't know. It's all a blur. But yeah, anyhow, whatever day it was, that it was like 71 degrees, took my dog for a walk, bumped into a neighbor, and something that he said.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it like it was common knowledge, no big deal. I was like, okay, mental note, I'm putting it down for Jerk or Justified. Thank you. He said that when he goes golfing,
mm-hmm,
and he has to use the restroom,
mm-hmm,
he'll just go on the course. Not on the greens, not at the tee box, but just kind of walk, you know, walk off to the whatever.
Into the weeds.
I am like, and he's just talking like, yeah, you know, ho, 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 there's not enough bathrooms, ho, ho, ho. I'm like, what? Are you disgusting? That's gross. Or is that part of the game? Jerk or Justified.
Jerk or Justified
yeah,
to put nature back in nature?
Yeah, I don't know how to word this. I don't know if this is, like, too immature, but it shocked me because I had no idea you guys were doing that.
What do you mean it shocked you? You've been on more golf courses than I have in my entire life. How would you think that works?
I am going to bleach wipe the bottom of my shoes now.
You're not walking.
I did.
Well,
I guess I didn't think of it.
Were you hit your balls? I'm sure.
As a woman,
uh-huh,
I cannot do that.
Nope.
So I have to wait and hold it because you are right. There is no bathrooms. Maybe one halfway through. It is awful. And sometimes women need a bathroom. Like, women need a bathroom.
So I golfed 5 times in my life. So are there, like, porta potties out on, like, at the ninth hole?
No. Are you kidding me? Golf course is going to have a porta potty?
I know, right?
No, it sometimes is like the clubhouses, and like as you go through the 18 holes, like halfway, it's easy to walk to the clubhouse.
Oh,
or maybe
I see.
They'll have like little bathrooms, like set up nice little shacky kind of bathrooms.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I'm not going to pretend I'm an avid golfer. I mean, my daughter plays golf, so I've been on a couple golf courses, but
for the last 3 years. You've been going every week. So you've been there.
Yeah, but I don't want to act like the bathroom expert of golf courses.
So to let it go on the golf course, is that jerk or justified? Is that what you want to say?
You men are disgusting.
Some call it rude.
Yeah.
Others call it reasonable.
Kind of.
This is Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Yeah.
So you don't call it reasonable today, do you?
I don't even. I was shocked. I was shocked. If you're just joining us here on Jerk or Justified, we do it every day at this time.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went for a walk the other day when it was like really nice out. Took my dog for a walk, bumped into a neighbor, and he said something to me like just in passing, like it was not the focus of his conversation. He said it as a flippant, no big deal remark.
Mm-hmm.
But I took it as like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let me get out my notes and my phone and write this down because I have to bring this up on the air.
I don't think you needed to write it down because this really twerked you. This really
he said, I wonder if he twerks when he does it. No, he said when he goes, well, you said twerk too. Okay, anyhow, when he goes golfing, okay, sometimes if he has to go to the bathroom, he will go behind a tree or, I don't know, in the grass or I don't know where he goes, not on the tee box, I know that, but just goes, you know, off to the side. And I'm like, that's disgusting. You're a grown adult. What are you doing?
Well, you gotta go, you gotta go.
Also, I am putting my tailie under jerk because I am jealous that he can do that and women cannot.
That's one of the other things I was going to mention. I was wondering why you're so passionate about this.
And sometimes women really need the bathroom more than men, and we have no place to go.
Hey, 818-2899, got a couple calls lined up, but special guest Dan Mason, Rochester Red Wings in the zone.
Oh,
hold on. Let me
Dan Mason, are you going to be the one who leads the jury here? Which one?
Yeah.
You're going to cast the first vote. Behind mine, of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah, behind Sandy.
Like,
have you done it?
Have I personally done it?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't matter.
No, right.
Oh, my God, you have?
I'm going to say, like, you know, sometimes if you're out on a golf course and there's no bathroom right there.
Yeah. And you can't, like, you can't just leave your... You know, with a golf cart and drive off.
Well, hold on a second, both of you guys.
You gotta keep it moving.
Yeah.
What does your wife do when you go golfing with her? She can't do that, can she? Do women do that?
No. I don't think.
See?
That's
not fair.
Women do that.
No.
It's not fair, but.
Right, but it's
justified. But it's justified in your eyes.
Justified.
Well.
Let's go.
Oh, I see Dan in a whole new way now.
That was the best non-answer ever.
Thank you.
Hi, Buzz. Good morning, Buzz.
Hello.
Hello. Jerk or justified? What?
100% justified.
Yeah.
Sandy, you know, you would if you could. They do sell golf skirts at the pro shop. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have like a change of golf skirts in my bag. Instead of a diaper
My wife goes with me, if she has to go, she has to go.
Yeah.
If you have to squeege, it's one thing. The other thing, absolutely not.
No.
Yeah, we're talking about number one,
little
not
tinkles.
The other one.
Yeah, little tinkles.
That
is
unnecessary.
Justified then, right?
Justified.
Okay, there's one, there's
love
two.
You.
Three, I say justified.
You're saying justified,
yeah,
too?
Like it's not fair, but yeah, right. I mean, it is. Oh, wait, hold on. I'm getting texts here. 818-2899 also. Got one more call coming in. Bill Smafia Ken. Oh, yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, he's going to say, yeah. He jumps on table. He's Bill's Mafia.
Yeah, it's a guy thing anytime, anywhere. Find some place somewhat shielded and go. Tailgating at football games. You can see us out at the edge of the parking lot facing the woods. Don't come around.
You guys are dirtying up nature. I want to bleach wipe my shoes.
Hello, the Buzz.
Hey.
Hey, Tony. Hi, hon.
Hi. Well... I'm so used to my husband and everybody else doing it that it's really not jerk, but it is jerk. See, I'm kind of on the fence because I am jealous.
Yeah.
You guys can do that.
I know.
So I'm going to have to put it under jerk because it's not fair.
Good.
Oh, okay.
I love it.
All right.
And you know what we should do, Tony, and any other woman who wants to join What's in My Purse, Tony and me? We have to advocate for more bathrooms because it was once a man's sport, so it makes sense why there's hardly any bathrooms on the 18 holes.
Hmm. Yeah.
But now more women are getting involved. So I say boycott golfing until they add bathrooms.
There you go. That'll go over well.
you can buy a SheWe. a shiwi thing.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Bill Smithy Ken texted me a link to one on Amazon for you, Sandy.
Oh, I That's love okay. how Bill Smithy and I did. Thank you. What's in my purse, Tony?
Bye, Annie. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Oh my God, that's funny. Okay, let's. Can we get our logos on those shiwis and then hand them out?
Justified.
Always be marketing. Always be marketing.
See it every golf course this weekend.
Justified. 98.9.
The bobblehead.
Oh, yeah.
Shiwi bobblehead golf.
General Manager Dan Mason, you always think of clever ideas to give away. I call it a shiwi day.
What is a shiwi? I'm clueless.
It's a little plastic device that women can use that...
go to the bathroom.
You can go to the bathroom.
We don't have a tree. We have that.
Oh,
I don't know. I've never used one myself. Okay, 818-2899. First call through right now.
Yes.
You are going to play Spot the Lie with Mr. Dan Mason, General Manager of the Rochester Red Wings, for a four-pack of tickets.
That's right. To any of the home stretches that we have here on the home game. So call us up, 818-2899. You're going to the ballpark and play with the buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
For curb appeal that lasts, shop Labor Day extra big deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt 2.5 amp hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
For a lot of people, health insurance isn't a big deal. They work for big companies with big plans that cover big portions of the expense. But for self-employed workers or those in between jobs, it is a big deal. Out-of-control costs, rising medical prices, and reduced government subsidies are causing millions of Americans to go without health insurance because they simply can't afford it anymore. That's where we come in. WeShare. WeShare is the alternative to traditional health insurance that can save you up to 60%. And 60% can add up to thousands of dollars of savings in yearly medical expenses, both for individuals and families. Chances are you can even keep your same doctor and pharmacy. Enrolling in WeShare is easy, with fast quotes, personalized assistance, transparent pricing, and responsive support when you need it. If big savings sounds better than big health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare and join more and more people who are making the switch. We share health. We got you.
Good morning. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Scott Spezzano, Sandy Waters here on Spezzano and Sandy. That's why they call us that. And James Whitaker's with us here. And James, we had someone in the studio recently that had a question for you.
Yeah, Melanie was in the studio with Sheila, and they have a business, a new business, brand spanking new, February. Mm-hmm. And they're like, hey, next time James is on, can we record something and have you guys play it for him so he can answer the question?
Yeah,
but this is not only just specifically for their business, but I think they're asking it on behalf of all of us when it comes to marketing.
It'll apply, yeah. All right, you ready, James?
Let's do it.
Okay, here it comes.
Hi, James. This question is for young professionals, small businesses, startups, young individuals who are looking to market themselves in the best way possible, how can they go about that, especially if they don't have a ton of funds to do that?
Interesting question. So a lot of this stuff can be business specific. So it depends on what business that you're in. But for anyone who has a new business, I always think about this idea that no one knows you exist.
Yeah, yeah.
So what are you going to do to get out there? And really, the big thing is this is a bit different, again, depending on the product or service that you have, is this idea that conversations lead to conversions. So if you're not talking to anyone, then how are you going to get any sales? So you need to be out there. You need to be finding out who is your customer and then put yourself in a situation to be able to meet those people in groups rather than individuals. It's just the fastest way to be able to do that. I recorded an episode. It's episode 184 of the Win the Day podcast with Alison Ellsworth. Now, Alison started off with a drink that she would just make at home for gut health. Oh. It had a little bit of apple cider vinegar, and she put in a few different flavors to try and make it taste good.
Mm-hmm.
And she sold it at the local farmers markets in Texas, just as a bit of a side project. And eventually it became so popular that a few Whole Foods stores decided to stock it.
Ooh, that's...
And then, yeah, pretty crazy, right? Just from going to the farmers markets to Whole Foods. And then when she was 9 months pregnant, she went on Shark Tank with her husband. So it was a week before she had her baby.
Oh, my God.
And one of the sharks went on there and made a deal with her. And a few months ago, that business called Poppy was bought by Pepsi for $2
billion.
Wow. What?
Crazy.
That's wait, with a B, you said with a B.
Holy cow.
What a
story.
That's...
And on this episode, I'm asking her all these questions about how she got this visibility, how she did all these things. So episode 184 with Alison Ellsworth, the founder of Poppy, it goes through all that stuff because especially from a social media point of view, she has been doing that the whole time. She still does it for the brand where she talks about her own life, and she does it real. She's not trying to be a machine like someone else.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens with social media is everyone tries to do what someone else is doing rather than being like, well, who am I here to help? And what is the message that I can do?
Yeah.
And how do I treat social media like a business so I can show up consistently rather than posting once a week and wondering why no one cares about what I'm doing?
Right. And don't worry about the numbers, right? This is just to get out there and start the conversation. And I say even with, and I think you would agree too, even the younger generation, they need to treat their social media like this is going to be my resume for even their first part-time job to their career, right? Mm-hmm.
That's right. Because you also get better along the way. Like the only way to get better at your content is to put the stuff out there on the days that you don't feel like it or you're a bit uncertain. Just get it done and learn. You'll get better at your craft and just put so much more content out there than you think you should.
Right.
Do collaborations with other people. Do fun, exciting things. There are a lot of great ways to be able to do that. And I think if you can leverage some of the ideas that Alison had along her way, then she can be a mentor through that podcast episode. I mean, what something else you could do using AI is go and get the episode transcript, which is fully available. It's on that on my website, ready to go. If you just search for that episode, throw it into ChatGPT or whatever AI you want to use, give it context of what business that you have, and say, give me a list of recommendations and an action plan based off this episode transcript.
Oh, fantastic.
You'll get amazingly personalized.
That is so cool.
Not even just a business, if an individual or just if you want to elevate your career, just meet the right people, get in front of the right people. So I think all of us could do this. We're all our own brand.
100%.
How long have you been doing this now? This podcast.
You know, it's like 7 years. It's so funny, idea of like, I started the podcast, but never just thought of like, how long are we going to do this for? But it's very time consuming, but it's so much fun and it's a great way of meeting people and also building my brand. So
it's been going
for a while now.
Yeah, definitely. So you may want to check out, and that's episode
184. Alison Ellsworth, the founder of Poppy.
Excellent.
All right, awesome. Win the Day is the podcast at James Witt. If you want to follow James Whitaker, it's WHITT. And if you ever want to come on the air, if you have a question or whatever it might be, Sandy@RochesterBuzz.com.
Oh, hey, babe. What's up? It's time for the honesty box, being honest about these things that
people anonymously put in this little treasure chest.
Yes.
Honest on 98.9 The Buzz and Spaziano and Sandy.
We dig in the honesty box every week at this time. Here we go. Randomly drawing three. Everything's all anonymous. One.
Two.
Two, three.
Oh, perfect. Yep. They married each other.
Okay. Are you ready? These are questions that we have to answer or things people love or hate about the show.
Mm-hmm.
First one, question.
Ooh, it says
question/curious.
Oh, okay. What's that?
What do you do on the air if you don't know what to say or draw a blank?
Whoa, that's a good one.
Is it? Listen to our freaking show.
It is.
Like, it's constantly. Like, I'm going through perimenopause, people. It is happening, like, right now. What am I saying?
And I'm ADHD, so I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah. What do? We either just pause.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Or the other person will pick up the slack.
Well, that's the best thing about, you know, a duo like this where, you know, something, you can always fill in, you know, when somebody says something and starts.
Yeah. Well, we know each other after 27 years. We know.
Yeah, when I start spacing you, you bring it back to Earth.
Second one. Ready? Love.
Love.
How the two of you are actually friends.
Yes.
Yay.
And like I've said before, I mean, the amount of time we spend together each day is just enough where she doesn't hate me too much.
It keeps the relationship strong. Okay, final one on the Honesty Box on Spaziano and Sandy.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, they wrote really tiny. Hold on a second. I even have my freaking glasses on.
Do you want me to hold it back over here?
No. Okay. I love that I start my work day laughing.
Oh, good. Wait. Does it say with us or at us?
It doesn't say. So we get to fill in however we want it to end.
How would you like it to end?
I think with us.
I'd like to at us.
Yeah. Come on. At you, with me.
Very good. Aww, and that's your honesty box. We do it every day, same time every week here on 98.9 The Buzz, Spaziano and Sandy. It's time for the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason. Come on in. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, guys.
Woo! Good morning. And we got a special listener on the line. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Diane.
Hi, Diane. Thanks for calling this morning. You got through and you're going to play with us this morning for Red Wings tickets.
Awesome.
Yes.
Diane, you sound very serious. Yes, thank you. I am ready to play.
I am ready to win.
Diane, you got to spot the lie. So general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, who we adore and love and is always in on the show.
Yeah.
Dan Mason.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to give you two stories. One is a lie. You have to spot the lie. One's an actual true story.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. All right, Diane.
I'm ready.
Okay, you're ready for a 4-pack of tickets to any home game.
All right.
All right, what do you got, Dan?
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So one of the coolest things about my job is getting to find out when a young man gets called up to the big leagues for the very first time.
Oh,
so I have two call-up stories today.
Okay. All right. Okay? Yeah.
The first one was, and I can't use the player's name.
Okay.
Because it would not be in his best interest. Okay?
Right. Okay, gotcha.
So he lived with another guy who will also remain nameless that worked for me.
Oh, okay, that worked for you.
And still lives in Rochester.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's best that I leave his name out of this story, too. So
anyways, you're lying. You don't have a name.
No, I got names.
Come on.
So my manager calls me in a panic. It's like midnight.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, I've been trying to get a hold of this player.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be on the first flight to Minnesota at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. I can't find this guy.
Which means that's good news.
Yeah, great news.
Yeah.
But he's got to get a hold of him to tell him to get on the plane to go up. So my manager calls. He's like, I can't find this guy. I know he lives with the other guy in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Can you call the other guy in the office and find out what the heck's going on?
Sure.
So I get a hold of my guy. I'm like, are you near so-and-so, the player? And he's like, yeah, he's sitting right next to me. I go, well, where are you guys? Our manager's been trying to get a hold of so-and-so.
Yeah, because he got called
and
up to the big
leagues. Well, we're just sitting here in the hot tub at the ballpark. And we have some friends that were just hanging out. I go, what are you doing in the hot tub at the I said, just tell him to call
skip right now because he's going up to the big leagues. So anyways, he got fully clothed and went, called the manager and went up to the big leagues.
And the rest
made
is
his
history.
Debut.
All right, all right. Yeah,
hey. So there's one. There's one. And then the okay. other one.
All right, Diane, you still there? You good on this?
I'm good on this.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. Great story. Okay.
So the other one was, I can mention this guy's name.
Okay.
Aaron Judge, very mm-hmm. famous
oh,
player, right?
Yeah.
So he was playing against the Wings. His parents were in town, and he said, you know, where can I take my parents somewhere to go to eat? So mm-hmm. told him to go over to Dinosaur Barbecue.
Beautiful.
Goes over there with his mom and dad. And while he's at dinner, he gets a call. He's going to the big leagues. He needs to be in New York.
Yeah.
They have a day game the next day.
That's crazy.
So his mom and his dad finish up dinner very quickly, come back to the ballpark, grab his stuff, and they drive from Rochester to Yankee Stadium.
Oh,
overnight, his parents drove,
oh.
and he slept in the back seat of the car, which would be pretty tight, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Because he's a big dude.
Yeah.
And he made his major league debut the next day.
So he got called up from Rochester, from Dinosaur Barbecue,
yep.
and literally drove straight to New York City.
Correct.
Thanks to his parents.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, Diane, spot the lie.
Which one is it? Is it the first story about the hot tub or the second story about Aaron Judge?
Oh, boy. I'm going to go with the second story.
The second story is the truth, right? Or the lie.
It's the lie. It's not the lie, Scott.
It's the lie. Sorry.
So, Diane, are you saying that Aaron Judge did not get called up from the Dinosaur Barbecue?
Yep. That's what she's saying.
Because he actually did.
Ah, that was the truth.
Okay, hold on. That is wild. So much detail you put in a lie is fantastic.
Yeah, beautiful stuff.
When Scott and Sandy call and say, you got to come
oh
up with a fib, then I got to, I've been thinking,
all,
I've been racking my brain all
oh
night ever since I got Scott's text.
Jeez, Diane.
You still, that was so good.
You still win tickets for a family four-pack to go to the best ballpark in the nation with a hot tub.
Oh, my God, that was so good.
Four tickets to the Red Wings, any Red Wings home game. Congratulations, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. We'll contact you and get your tickets, all right?
Okay,
bye.
Bye. Oh, Dan, you are good.
Dude, that's good stories.
How about Scott was believing both of them? He's like, yeah, really? Oh,
I
God.
Was. I,
did
I want,
you really?
I wanted to believe the first one, because the lie, because you couldn't name names. And I thought that
you
was a good, that threw me off.
Such a good storyteller and liar.
No, don't say I'm a good liar, sir.
Well, tell us a story about what's going on this weekend.
So tonight is another Bark in the Park night, so you can bring your dog to the ballpark.
Nice.
6:05 as we take on the Worcester Red Sox, and I brought you guys some New England clam chowder.
Sandy, it's a wicked pizza. It's really good.
So we'll be serving New England clam chowder all weekend, tonight at 6:05. Tomorrow is a game at 1:05. It's the City of Rochester clean sweep.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you come on down to the ballpark at 8 o'clock in the morning. You get a free t-shirt. You get a free continental breakfast. You go out, help clean up the city for a couple of hours, get back to the ballpark around noon. You'll get a free ticket to the game, a free Zweigel's hot dog, and a free Coke. Pretty good.
It's worth it. It's all, such a great event, too.
All for just cleaning up the city that we know and love, right?
Yeah,
for just
absolutely.
A couple hours of sweat equity,
yeah.
get a free ball game and all that other great free stuff, courtesy of the City of Rochester.
That's awesome.
And then Sunday, game time 1:05, kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
Sounds like a plan. Dan, thank you so much for coming in. Thanks for playing along. You're a great storyteller and a better liar.
Wow. I don't like to be a good liar.
I know, but that's not at all.
Best station in Rochester. Singing in the car. Mystery in the mood. Have fun.
This is like the best Friday.
Turn it up.
Party time.
Bring your family out to the ballpark this weekend. It's going to be awesome. And rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Pretty much.
But hopefully shine.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Sandy. You ready to go for the weekend? You ready for this?
We're ready.
All right. Do it. It's time to kick
off
the weekend.
Yay!
Boy!
98.9 The Bucks. Thanks for spending your morning with Spezzano and Sandy. You're the best.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
The Party Shop at Michaels has thousands of items starting at just 99 cents. Plus, get free inflation with purchase of select balloons. Want more party planning pro tips? You can hide anything behind streamers. Glitter is your best friend and possibly magical. If you ever wonder, do I have enough balloons? You probably don't. And most importantly, if Michaels doesn't have it, your party doesn't need it. Now you can party like a pro with the Party Shop at Michaels. Everything you need to celebrate anything.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
For a lot of people, health insurance isn't a big deal. They work for big companies with big plans that cover big portions of the expense. But for self-employed workers or those in between jobs, it is a big deal. Out-of-control costs, rising medical prices, and reduced government subsidies are causing millions of Americans to go without health insurance because they simply can't afford it anymore. That's where we come in. WeShare. WeShare is the alternative to traditional health insurance that can save you up to 60%. And 60% can add up to thousands of dollars of savings in yearly medical expenses, both for individuals and families. Chances are you can even keep your same doctor and pharmacy. Enrolling in WeShare is easy. With fast quotes, personalized assistance, transparent pricing, and responsive support when you need it. If big savings sounds better than big health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare and join more and more people who are making the switch. WeShare Health. We got you.